Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of March 10th, 2024. There is still time to sign up for today's New Moon in Pisces workshop. The full moon of this lunation will be a lunar eclipse, so you can join this workshop to get an idea of what may be coming up for you. As we walk through the door, turn around, and there's a wall. That's what happens when eclipses activate our charts. I will do as many hot take readings as I can, so go to the link in the show notes or my website, astrologybyceleste.com, to sign up now. If you can't make it live, you will get the recording. First up, some astrology and action stories. Last month, on the day that the Sun, Mercury, and Saturn met in Pisces at 9 degrees of Pisces, I knew that someone notable would likely pass on or end something. I thought Jimmy Carter because he's such a Piscean figure. But what it turned out is Richard Lewis, a famous comedian who's very neurotic, died. And Mercury conjunct Saturn in Pisces is neuroses. It's like coming up with in your mind. Mercury rules the thought processes. Saturn, negative thinking or pessimistic thinking or cynical thinking in Pisces, like really can really let your mind go wild. So Richard Lewis really reflected that energy, and the sun was on a spotlight on him. He was very, very funny. Also, Mitch McConnell stepped down from the leadership of the Senate. He announced that he was ending, Saturn ends things. He was a leader, sun figures are leaders, and he will not be running for re-election, and he will be stepping down. Last week was very Uranian, and I taped this early, so I don't know what the big event yet was for Mars square Uranus, but last Sunday, Venus squared Uranus, and then Mercury was in a sextile with Uranus. When you put Venus and Mercury together, like they're both talking to Uranus, which rules things like revolutionaries, revolts, chaos, sudden things, sudden breaks, things like that. There's something about negotiating deals with that. Peace talks were abruptly cut off by Israel. Venus in Aquarius, people coming together to talk about peace, square Uranus. Sudden breaks. And this was happening in Cairo. And so a couple of weeks ago, where there was a Sabian symbol related to Cairo, related to Egypt, I thought that was something about the peace accords maybe ended. And that still could happen. But I think this was this story. They planned this meeting to go to Cairo or in Egypt to negotiate a deal for the hostages. There was so much incredible energy to make progress in getting to peace at the end of last week, but Israel cut off the talks because they wanted the names of hostages still alive in Gaza, and Hamas would not give them to them. So Mercury and Pisces, they wanted an accounting of Mercury counts and Pisces of people held in captivity. Pisces rules people who are helpless, like people in prison, people in captivity, all of that kind of stuff. It was a very unfortunate breakdown in communications. Hopefully things will get back on track when Venus goes into Pisces, which I'll talk about in a minute. Some positive stories. The governor of Arizona is canceling $2 billion in medical debt. So Venus square Uranus and Venus and Mercury, like the money that they paid, it's over. It's done. France enshrined abortion up to 14 weeks in their constitution. Uranus rules abortion. And Mercury constitutions are documents, and it was a surprise. And yeah, it's so in line with the astrology around the day it was announced, as well as certain pharmacies in certain states of the United States are selling abortion pills. Mercury rules commerce. So the being able to sell the pills, Mercury sextile Uranus to Venus rules fertility, and Uranus brings permanent breaks. I talked last week that I thought Elon Musk would make news. And yes, he's being sued by former top executives at Twitter because he failed to pay them $130 million that they were owed. And one of the statements was just in line with the astrology. Someone said he believes that the rules just don't apply to him. He's a very Uranian figure. The theme of this week is false prophets, and there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that Mercury entered Aries yesterday, actually. I forgot to let you know last week, but it makes so much sense with the astrology. Yesterday, March 9th until May 14th. And this one is going to be one that you really want to be aware of. It's happening at the same time as that the United States is being eclipsed. There's going to be a lot of stories that come up to our attention about this. Remember, Mercury rules communication, transportation, and commerce. When it will go retrograde, retrogrades bring delays, conflicts, reversals, unearth secrets, and the collapse of anything contemplated at times. It's really an important time, and I would just say, just have awareness while Mercury's in that sign. Beware of impulsiveness and ponder decisions carefully. It's not a good time to buy electronics or anything like that, any kind of communication device, unless you absolutely have to, or a car. It could be a lemon. Yeah, it's a time to triple check digital communications. What time are we meeting? All of this kind of stuff. Yeah, avoid big purchases and use your breath. Mercury rules the lungs and the breath. Use your breath to calm yourself down. Now, Mercury will enter the shadow of the retrograde on March 18th. So after that, the events will start building and building. It will go retrograde where it appears to stop in the sky. It's an optical illusion. It's not really stopped, but at 27 degrees of Aries on April 1st. So if you have anything around 27 Aries, there's likely going to be a story in your life related to this transit. It's going to back it up to 15 Aries and then go direct on April 25th at 15 Aries. So if you have anything at 15 Aries, really pay attention to what's going on around that time. And it will exit its shadow when it's done with the, it's done tr going back and forth over that old ground. So your chart gets three hits. Anything between that 15 and 27 will get three hits. So the first will likely be an event. The second, it may come up again. And the last, it's like the psychological integration of whatever story is coming to life in your chart. And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a fire sign. So there's this really like push to be first, to just make fast decisions, to be direct and honest. There's going to be a lot of amplification of fighting, of gun violence. These are some of the things we're going to be seeing. And while I was thinking about the astrology of eclipse season, just amazing. Like I got this clear story came in at what might be one of the events that there is some kind of mass shooting in the projects where the police kill someone who is highly esteemed, like has a lot going on. Maybe even it's a, or maybe there's something about a college campus. I'm not sure. I put musician, maybe a violin player, and it creates chaos or some kind of basketball star. I wrote Jordan, so I don't know if that's about the shoes or something like that. There's something about lights out that happens in Texas, and there's something about an elephant or a trunk of a car or handcuffs. I think it will happen around March 25th or April 8th, or maybe it'll happen on the 1st. When Mercury goes retrograde. Yeah, I don't know. Or it might be something about a hate group. I don't know. Something, it's something that has come in really, really clearly, but it's going to cause a big event where the United States, there could be riots or things. I wrote down something about lights out, or and I also wrote down turnstile jumper and don't drink the poison. So these are the things that like this thing just came in so clear. I'm going to just put it out there. We'll see what, if any of it happens to come true. I also wrote down 4 o'clock in the morning and Mike Tyson news. We'll see what happens. I think that's enough of my now, is it just Pisces season? My mind's going, you know, wild. I don't think so. I've never had such a clear story come in like that before. So we'll see what, if any of it, happens during eclipse season. So between now and April 20th, I'm expecting that some story of that relation will come to life. And people are going to be just enraged because of the lack of justice is what I'm getting with the South Node in Libra and then the North Node in Aries using conflict to make a point. So I hope it's not as bad as I think it might be, but this is something that I'm wondering. And I'm also wondering if, the government or something is going to interrupt social media communications as a tactic to quell the violence that came in as well. So we'll see if any of this actually comes to light at this eclipse season. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3pw3nfm. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that we're going to have a new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces today. There's still time to sign up for the workshop. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, so this is a great time to get internal, to go with the flow, to trust your intuition. Really think about what needs to end before the new moon in Aries, which is a solar eclipse. Aries starts the zodiac year. So this is a good time to think about what you need to release and let go of for your highest good. The tarot card correspondence is the Ten of Cups. That's the happy family card. Can you feel grateful and fulfilled about the people you have in your life? With Pisces, like it's kind of like you don't see things clearly. So can you overlook the little things that bother you about your loved ones and just focus on the things that you really love about them and share your thoughts with them? The Sabian symbol is a little white lamb, a child, and a Chinese servant. So bringing these two together, there's something about the privileges of money and status, being able to have, you know, servants to take care of your children. A little white lamb, part of the reason it was originally called false prophets, like a religious leader, but my software auto-corrected it to prophets. So there's something about money somewhere in the story of the week. But I am thinking that a story of the eclipse is something about a cyber attack. So TikTok is something that the Chinese government or whatever, a Chinese company has created. And it really brings to my thought the little white lamb, like, because, you know, kids, a lot of kids spend half their life on TikTok. But if the Chinese government decided they wanted to take on to do some kind of cyber attack against us and use that app is what came to my mind when I saw this Sabian symbol and with this card. So there may be some TikTok news, like TikTok, it could be a Trojan horse where it appears harmless, but underneath there, and the government is already aware that they're very concerned that this is the case. But with this eclipse, and it may not be China, it may not be TikTok. I am concerned there is going to be a cyber attack that the success finally happens. Like they're trying. Facebook and Instagram and Threads all went down at the day before I'm taping this. And with the there's been all these like cyber attacks. They're always happening, but I think the United States is in a weakened place with the South Node going through our 10th house, and we're in our Chiron return, and we're being eclipsed. Our Chiron's being eclipsed, and it's opposite our Saturn. I just think that there is going to be a breakthrough around April 8th, where they plant something. We may not realize what they did until April 20th, but that there's going to be something that is destabilizing, that causes a lot of problems with maybe payment systems or something like that. We shall see if it happens, or hopefully, the government will stop it. But this is one of the stories I think is also going to be part of eclipse season. I don't think it's going to be, it's not the end of the world or anything, but I do recommend, as part of your new moon intentions, that you stock up on things. Consider, what if you couldn't get to the store or anything for 2 weeks or something like that? 2 or 3 weeks, there was a communication breakdown where you needed to rely on what you had. So the moon phase family is for this cycle. So really pay attention to what you are seeding now on March 10th, 2024. That's the new moon at 20 Pisces, and the sun and the moon are both at the same degree. The first quarter moon, where the sun is in Sagittarius and the moon is in Pisces, will be on December 8th of this year, and they'll both be at 17 degrees of their respective signs. The full moon of this phase is going to be September 7th, 2025, where the sun is in Virgo, the moon is in Pisces, both at 15 degrees, and the last quarter moon will be on June 8th, 2026, sun in Gemini, moon in Pisces at 17 degrees. So the moon is at approximately the same degree throughout this cycle, activating your chart in the same way. So if you have a long-range goal that is of the Piscean nature, or of the house 20 Pisces is in your chart, you can use these dates as places to set intentions for where you want to be. So where do you want to be by December 8th, 2024, when we have the first quarter moon at 17 Pisces? The last thing I want to make you aware of is that Venus will enter the sign of Pisces from March 11th till April 4th. It's a quick trip, but this is the sign of her exaltation, where she has a special seat at the table and can do what she does well. She's an invited guest. So I'm hoping this means an end to, there may be some big news about an end to conflict, maybe a ceasefire in Gaza, maybe a hostage is released, something like that. Now, she's headed right into Saturn, and that aspect perfects March 21st. So if it doesn't happen March 11th, hopefully by March 21st, there'll be a real change of what is going on there. Notice themes around control and limits and boundaries as Venus moves into the sign and then gets to Saturn. People will be coming crystal clear. Saturn crystallizes things about relationships or money, Venus topics, beauty, things like that. And this will help you make decisions. So this thing happens on March 21st. Then we have a lunar eclipse on the 25th. So there will be relationships ending, but it is a karmic time. Yeah, it's a great time to think about what kind of healthy boundaries you need to have. Now, at this eclipse, there could be, I think there's a lot of romantic stuff. I'll talk about that in 2 weeks. But I'd written down, and I don't know what aspect I was talking about, but I'd written down sacred contracts. So this eclipse, people are going to meet others who they have not finished their business with from other incarnations, and they will get the opportunity to do things a different way. So I wrote that down. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question, and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is goodbye. The new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces at 1 a.m. Pacific time. Mercury in Aries is sextile Pluto in Aquarius. So really notice when this could give you an opportunity to allow the shadows of emerge Pluto and Earth's things to bring to your conscious awareness things about the nature of Mercury in Aries around selfishness, impulsivity, honesty that hurts others, either in yourself or others. And you may find you are hearing someone sharing something with someone about how their words made you feel. So this is just to have an awareness of and really listen to what they tell you, because Pluto and Urson exposes. Now, this could also be an unbelievable fight between people where people get really nasty with Mercury and Aries being direct, like it's like using your mouth as a gun. Yeah, so keep that in mind. And the moon enters Aries at 5:19 p.m. Pacific time. I love an Aries moon. It can energize you. It's the first sign of the zodiac, and you can feel like if you've been confused that you found a new solution. Now, it also can be about, this can be, you know, everybody's mad with that plutonic energy stomping around and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm hoping you use it for healing rather than hurting. On Monday, the word of the day is peaceful. Venus will enter Pisces at 2:50 p.m. Venus in Pisces is absolutely beautiful energy. It's selfless, helpful, affectionate, sensitive. Now watch out for being too self-sacrificing or just being like too clingy or too needy in love. Yeah, so if someone tells you that you are too clingy or needy in love with the Mercury sextile Pluto, listen to them, because if you don't make changes, you're going to, the relationship is likely going to end. Yeah, watch out for wishful thinking and letting yourself be exploited or just feel like a victim with this energy. Now, the Aries moon will conjunct the North Node at 15 Aries at 6:17 p.m. Pacific time. The North Node is an amplifier of Aries courage and confidence. So use that to maybe you have to step up and calm some people who are angry down. So that could be something that aligns with this energy. On Tuesday, the word of the day is pinch. The moon will sextile Mars, and that can be this could be like a cute pinch from a lover, or it could be like you feel like you're penny pinching or something like that. Mercury in Aries is semi-square Uranus in Taurus. So this can bring in bright ideas about money. This as well can also be fighting and things like that. But let's use the energy for the positives of Aries about being pioneering, finding new solutions, able to compete for what you want. The moon will enter the sign of Taurus at 5:28 p.m. And you may find yourself seeking comfort. Like, this is a great evening to have a good meal, or take a nice bath, or go get a pedicure, or something like that. The moon is exalted in the sign of Taurus. And with Venus in Pisces and the moon in Taurus, this can be great energy. Oh, yeah, it could be beautiful. On Wednesday, the word of the day is overflow. The moon will meet Jupiter at 13 Taurus at 4:12 p.m. Pacific time. Hopefully, you just have feelings of abundance. Be aware there may be desires of overindulgence in anything like food, alcohol, over that kind of stuff. Watch out for being overconfident. But if you meet someone around this time, they may be a great advocate or mentor for you. On Thursday, this could be the most difficult day of the week. The word of the day is boom. The moon will meet Uranus at 2:59 a.m. Pacific time at 20 Taurus. There can be feelings of excitement, sudden breaks, emotional awakenings. The moon rules the general mood of the people. So notice if people get really excited like around this time. Well, most people probably will be sleeping, at least in America. But yeah. If you notice your dreams, if you're sleeping, yeah, Mercury's semi-square Mars. So this can be like Mercury's in Aries, semi-square Mars in Aquarius. This could be like fighting words, like a bomb going off, literal or figurative, where someone just says something that like the whole room gets quiet. It also could be traffic accidents or a construction accident, like a boom falling to the ground. Something cyber could go on, a cyber attack or cyber news, or Congress could set limits on TikTok around this time. There's something going to happen because the moon enters Gemini at 8:15 p.m. And when the moon enters Gemini, this is a communicative air sign. All of a sudden, people start talking about something like this. I get an image of, you know, anchors chatting on the news about what has gone on, what this boom was about. So we shall see what happens. On Friday, the word of the day is teary. The moon carries the light from Venus to Saturn by square. So the moon in Gemini squares Venus in Pisces first and Saturn in Pisces. So the moon like carries that energy, that beautiful energy of Venus, just wanting more, 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 and wanting to connect, wanting to hug, wanting to merge. And then Saturn, boom, puts limits on it. So there may be some limits placed upon people that make them go into their feelings. So yeah, just that you may see people, it could be people crying on the news about whatever happened, or people be getting emotional about feeling rejection. Saturn rejects, Saturn excludes, or you find out you're not invited to a party and you're all upset. That could be something. Compassion is needed. So just be aware if someone's really, really hurting, that being compassionate could be lovely. But notice if you see someone using tears and emotions just for manipulation, and that there is a need to set limits. On Saturday, the word of the day is foggy. We're going to have a first quarter moon at 27 degrees of Gemini at 9:10 p.m. So the sun in Pisces, the moon in Gemini, both at 27 degrees. First quarter moons are times of action. So really notice what's percolating. As soon as the moon goes into Gemini, you may start getting thoughts about how you have to do something. Or this could be when the action happens. I'll talk about it next Sunday and break it down. It's square Neptune, so there can be a lot of confusion. So ask for clarity before reacting. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at Celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology in action stories, or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. Take care, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook
at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.